more.
I certainly did have those times where I could just busy myself into avoiding God. Well, I'll do this. I'll volunteer for this. And the whole time, God was trying to work on my heart. And God put me into a position where I couldn't do anything. And once I was in that position and willing to listen to what He had for me, then things got better.
Welcome to Mom Life Community, where we are mothers uplifting mothers. I'm your co-host, Heather Houlet. Mom Life Community is a cross-generational community where we follow a Titus 2:4 model, where these older women must train the younger women to love their husbands and their children. Another version I love says the older women are a teacher of good things. Having shared that, I'm joined today by my co-host, Helen Smallbone, along with six other mentor moms. Welcome, mentors. If you're searching for the perfect way to inspire and empower the young girl in your life, look no further than the NIV Kingdom Girls Bible from Zondervan Publishing. With over 400 engaging features, colorful illustrations, and helpful notes, this Bible is perfect for girls ages 8 to 12 as they learn about the strong and faithful women who came before them. This Bible brings the stories of women to life and shows how their faith and strength can still inspire girls today. To order or check out a sample, go to NIVKingdomGirlsBible.com. That's NIVKingdomGirlsBible.com. This Bible has a lovely design and easy-to-read text. Most importantly, it's a great resource for girls as they grow in faith and learn about women who have impacted the world. Don't miss out on this opportunity to nurture her spirit and illuminate her path. Find out more, including how to order and see a sample at NIVKingdomGirlsBible.com. Because every girl deserves a faith-filled adventure. You can also check out this link in our show notes today. Today, our topic is Slow It Down, Running Too Fast as a Family. When our lives are busy, it often turns to stress. Our gut reaction is to escape. We find more and more people are using the easy escape of electronic use by playing games, social media, etc. But studies are showing that this doesn't actually help, and all it does is train our brain to escape our emotions. My question, first off, for you mentors today is, in what way have you learned to face your stress and deal with or face your emotions when you want to escape?
I love to be outside and with nature. I've been very blessed to enjoy nature. We have a pond in our backyard, and we have geese that have come in, and that's truly my sanctuary. And the crazy thing about it is God understood so perfectly how I was wired. And He allowed these animals to come in my life, and they have taught me much. The geese, as they protect their young, the daddy, how he fights so for his family. And sometimes the family's overtaken. And it was overtaken a week or so ago. But it is just an unbelievable, beautiful lesson for me to get to experience that. So that's how it is.
I love that. That's beautiful.
I think I'm a bit similar. I like to get outside too. I find more sort of stress and more things to do really inside. But getting outside and seeing nature, I'm very mindful of the Bible verse where it says, be still and know that I'm God. To get outside into nature is very soothing to my soul. And I love watching the animals too. But I own the animals instead of watching them.
God just brought these in.
Yeah, I'm not sure God necessarily brought them in, but anyway. But it's still soothing.
I've created kind of a sanctuary on my front porch. It has a comfy chair, a couple of comfy chairs, a little tiny fake fireplace, and it's almost like an outdoor living space that I use constantly and have my quiet time out there anytime that the weather allows. And that is just a huge morning, night, doesn't matter. It's just a great place to hang out and listen to the birds. We have birds too, and
need a bird feeder out there.
I thought about that. Supposedly they're better off on their own, so I have enough things to deal with. I need to feed the birds too. So for me, definitely getting outside as well, and just turning off the electronics. I'm really finding that even though I have a very tightened up Facebook and I hardly use Instagram, but it creates a weird kind of anxiety, mm-hmm. even though I don't feel like I have people on there that make me crazy or anything like that. But it's just that need to be checking all the time mm-hmm. and stuff. So I'm really trying to work on that.
I think the same thing goes for games. And I know I don't do games myself. Like, I'll think like it's mindless. And I have this one game that I started playing in 2020 when we were all in quarantine. My son got me to play it so we could play each other, you know. And he's like long gone, done. I'm still playing. I'm looking at what level I'm on. I'm like, I've played at least that many times by the level. You know what I mean? Like by how many boards you play. And I think like, oh, it's just, you know, it's something I can do that's mindless, that makes me relax. And it really doesn't. It's not a relaxing activity. Like I've believed that it really is, you know, and when I just feel like I want to turn it off, nothing's being turned off.
Reading as well.
That's good.
We have a lot of young kids in my neighborhood, and it brings me such joy to just get out of my house and go out and run out in the cul-de-sac and see what the kids are doing, play ball with them, or just they call me Aunt Lori, a lot of them, and that makes me feel good too. But I enjoy just being with other people. I enjoy trying to serve others. That really helps me not focus. It helps me not get so into myself and get into unhealthy things like binging on maybe a TV show or something. So that's good for me.
I've really noticed that when I am low on sleep is when I really feel a lot of stress. I feel it a lot more. So working in a little nap from time to time is a good thing and making sure, like I could sit on the couch and read until midnight or later, but to make myself go
get
in the bed because I know I'll pay for it tomorrow.
I love to sew and do crafts. I know that sounds like happy hands at home or something, but
I love it.
I do. It relaxes me and kind of revives me if I can.
Love that. Do you get lost in it?
Sometimes. Mm. And I also love to read. I'm more of a get in bed at night and read, but
the only thing that hasn't been said, I agree with everyone here except sewing thing.
Yeah. Every time I'm sewing, I'm not. And that's a stressor.
That
for
would
me.
Exactly, Jennifer. Exactly. I do love a good movie. I think a movie is the only thing that checks my mind completely out. I don't know why that is, but
Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary, and I will give you rest." There's action that needs to be taken there. It says, "Come, and I will give." But too often we don't. We choose not to accept the rest, which can often lead to sickness or a decline in health. I like to think sometimes God does for us what we can't do for ourselves. And I believe lack of time is usually lack of priorities. We can't be both manic and relaxed at the same times. In any given week, as a younger mother or even now as a grandmother, in what ways have your priorities been out of order? And practically speaking, what did you do to readjust?
We had to prioritize, you know, some kids were doing dance and soccer and music lessons or something. And we ended up having to tell our kids, you can choose one activity semester.
That's good.
And it really cut down. They were doing all things that were not bad things.
Sure.
But I think whether you have one or 10, it's still hard if they're in all these different practices. Absolutely. And
because it's not just them. It affects the whole family.
Right.
Yeah.
And the dinner time. Because for us, dinner time is a really, it was very, very important in our family. Mm-hmm. But it just felt like when they were all in the middle of things, you know, somebody was eating dinner at 4:30 and somebody else was eating dinner at 8:30.
Right. That makes sense. That's good. I like that.
You know, your verse that you just read said, "Come to me." Mm. And I think that's really important. And the coming mm-hmm. to Jesus part mm-hmm. has to be intentional. Mm-hmm. That doesn't happen accidentally. Right. Yeah. You have to plan for it. And the times in my life when I have really set aside the time to be with the Lord and to dedicate my whole attention, mm-hmm. every bit of it, to Him, it just makes the whole day go yeah. better. And so to teach our children to do that too, mm-hmm. to incorporate that in as part of their routine. Mm-hmm. I have a 10-year-old grandson that lives with me, and I have my Bible open mm-hmm. on the sofa, mm-hmm. and he sees me with that every morning when he gets up. He knows Nana's been reading her Bible and mm-hmm. studying, and I think that's real important, and we try to incorporate that into yeah. his time too.
That's so good. And I think too, even when we don't realize it, that it's having an effect, where you said they mm-hmm. just, they see it, they realize it. I was sharing on a previous episode that, you know, one of the things I do every morning to start my day is just before I even get out of bed, I just talk to the Lord and I say, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." And my 6-year-old now has started coming into bed with me in the morning, and she's learning that practice, and she'll snuggle with me for a minute. And it's heard in her sweet, cute little voice. She says, "Good morning, Holy Spirit." Oh, and it's just so precious. Sweet. And it's, you know, training them to start their day. I've been doing it for a while without her. But when she started coming in earlier, and I would tell her, okay, and I speak it. I don't just think it in my head. I speak it verbally. And then she would hear it, and I'd explain to her why I do that, just inviting him into my day and saying good morning. And now she does it too. And so
sweet. That's precious.
Just that intentionality and teaching our children do that. I love that.
I've been working for several years now on Sabbath keeping, and weirdly, it's a struggle to do that. Mm-hmm. But I have found it's often I do it on Saturdays, and oftentimes Saturdays are just a really good day to get things done. And I find that when I do prioritize that, everything gets done. Mm-hmm. You know, like God just has some little crazy God math, and it all works out, mm-hmm. you know. But so often I'm like sticking to my schedule mm-hmm. instead of sticking to His. And truly, He gave us Sabbath to rest. Yeah. We're not supposed to be working and busy all the time. And He does have a unique way of working mm-hmm. things out.
Good. I used to feel that if I was tired and tackling a job, I could drag that job out for hours, particularly like cleaning the house or something that I'm not real excited about. And I can drag it out and go slow, get distracted until I look at the clock and I think, oh gosh, I'm going to be doing this at 10 o'clock tonight if I don't get a move on. And then, you know, it's amazing what you can get done in 2 hours. And I feel the same about Sabbath, because when you sit down and rest for a period of time and you're replenished, you come into whatever work you've got with a fresh
absolutely
energy and maybe yeah. mindset mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. where you really can get a lot done in a short space. So mm-hmm. I think there's an irony there that we mm-hmm. can take time off and rest but actually get more done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. But it's a very important thing to put into our lives.
It really is.
I think it's so easy too to just get caught up in the day-to-day and forget to have that Sabbath, you know.
And I feel like that's Satan just kind of, you know,
totally
he can
is.
Keep us distracted mm. and
I mean it's one of the 10 commandments,
exactly.
You know. That we have a Sabbath, and sometimes that Sabbath looks different. It doesn't have to be Sunday, you mm-hmm. know, it looks different. Have you had a time in your life where you all have felt like you didn't allow for yourself to have a Sabbath? What did that look like? Did you ever consider it like, I'm breaking a 10 commandment because I haven't taken a Sabbath? I think that's something that we don't consider when we're in the busyness, that it's actually, we're breaking one of the 10 commandments.
I was brought up where we just worked hard as a family. And if you sat still for any period of time, it was a bad thing. Mm. And so I have had to learn that it's okay to have time where I'm not doing something. Because my mom and dad, they'll say, well, what projects do you have going on today? Mm-hmm. And that's just truly, they had to do that to survive in the times that they grew up in. So that part has been harder for me to just know, oh, it's okay. I don't have to be.
And it's valuable. It is valuable.
It is.
It really is.
It is. It is.
But the world puts so much value on productivity. Mm-hmm. But God doesn't use that measure.
I think that's a really important statement. God doesn't use productivity as a measure.
But then there's the flip side of people who can take that the other way. It can lead to depression, isolation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. You know, like it can be taken too far the other way of like, I'm having another Sabbath.
You know? He does only allow us
you
one.
You might only want one.
Right. He did work 6 days.
Right.
He did say, get a scoot on.
You haven't worked yet this week. You don't get a Sabbath. No. But I think that's something to be cautious of. I think that can be taken and can turn to laziness, you know, idle hands. Oftentimes our busyness is fueled by control, ego, jealousy, and envy. We could really go on and on with this list, right? For sure. Ecclesiastes 4:6 says, better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind. In what ways can you encourage the listener today that you are living this and learning to be content with who you are and what you have?
I like that part of the verse that says chasing after the wind because, I mean, oftentimes we are chasing after essentially nothing, you know, to be in competition with people who don't have the same values as us and don't have the same family as we do. And
the world standards.
And not God's. And he really calls us to focus in on our home and take care of our things. And I think so often the busyness and all of the extra stuff comes when we step outside of sort of our God-given lane. And so I think just kind of remembering, really, that's where like having a family mission statement or just a personal thing of what, this is who I am and these are my values. And then things that aren't a part of that get taken off the list.
I think comparison is a thief of
everything.
Our serenity. There's so much of it. You can look on your phone and see what everybody in the neighborhood is having for dinner or going on vacation, and they make everything look so
awesome. And you see the highlight reel. You don't see the reality all the time.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And just to shut it off and get away and get the kids outside and have some unstructured time. I feel like our time, and when I was raising my kids, it wasn't nearly this hectic, but I can remember times when the kids were all in different activities and it was just too much and getting away and having some unstructured time.
Good.
It's good.
A lot of times keeping my kids busy kept my mind off places in me that were empty. The busyness didn't allow me to sit and think or ponder about things that I was in the midst of that really I should have been going to God. And instead, I was running kids all over the place and volunteering for every project at school or their extracurricular was. So I would just say to you listening, just check your motivation. You know, I think when you have kids, you can't help but be busy. But don't let it cover up your need for your relationship with God.
That's so good.
Oh, Deborah, I can so relate to that. I did so much of that, running around and, well, I'll do this, I'll do this, I'll volunteer for this, I'll take my son to this. And the whole time, God was trying to work on my heart. And whether it was, I think I just didn't want to, hear it really. I didn't want to hear it. And what I found is that God set me down. He put me into a position where I couldn't do anything but stay down for a little while. And once I was in that position and willing to listen to what he had for me and work on my heart and work on my relationship to him, then things got better. But I certainly did have those times where I could just busy myself into running from God, avoiding God. And now I don't do that. I work on my relationship with God, and I talk to God daily many, many times. And that brings the joy in my life.
So good. Great points.
You're making me think, Lori, I just heard of an acronym, EGO. E-G-O, edges God out. You know, when we think that we have to do all of these things and we just busy ourselves, you know, that is the time in my life that I reflect upon that I did. I allowed that oftentimes to be a priority instead of my priority being him. And that was some of the most stressful times of my life, as I see that now. It's easy to reflect upon it and learn from your mistakes. And in that, I would encourage whomever is listening, if you're piling a lot on your plate, to learn to say no. Just
with no caveats. Like, yes. You don't need, that is a single statement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't have to explain or anything.
Sometimes, though, things were thrown on your plate. It could be a health of a child. You could have issues with that. You could have parents' issues. And you find yourself busy, whether you want to be or not, just to survive meeting everybody's needs. Sometimes it's hard. It's very hard. And I know when my son was little, he was sick all the time. And I remember being up with him night after night after night, and my husband was working. And that's okay. That's what it took, but I was depleted. And a lot of the moms that I know are not from the area that their parents live, and they don't have that support system. And sometimes things happen that's called life that's hard. And I think that's when community like Mom's Life is so vital. I could have used it when my kids were younger, desperately, and didn't have it. And I felt during those times of having to care for him all the time, and I had no help, that I was so fatigued. My relationship with everybody was depleted. I didn't have time for God, myself, my husband. I mean, it was like, you're doing good to get a bath. And there's some families out there that are living that every day.
I think busyness robs you of a lot of good stuff. Because of what you say, you're really not the person you want to be. And that affects the vital relationships that you're involved with, whether it be your husband, whether it be your kids. Whether it be your friends, you're not the person that you can be because you're running on empty. And there's two things from my perspective that I feel like when we're too busy that are really, I don't know, it gets into a scary place, and that is having the margin for something to go wrong, like a sick child, having the margin that there might be an accident, having the margin emotionally to be able to deal with just a bit more, like, or a lot more, depending upon what's going on. That would definitely be one. And then there's another really priority thing that I think we miss when we're too busy, and that is having enough emotional bandwidth to be able to deal with our kids' needs. You know, you have a disagreement with a child, or you have tension in the home. To deal with that takes a lot of emotional strength. And if you're not fueling as a mum that tank, you're not going to be able to deal with it. So you're just going to be like, just get to your room. I don't want to see you anymore. And it's gone. And that moment's gone. And a little bit of your relationship, I think, has been chipped away. So to actually have enough fuel in your tank, both by just being emotionally stronger and then, of course, being spiritually stronger, which we've already spoken about, where we're relying on God, where we're having time with him, where he's fueling our tanks, And then there's the physical as well, because we've got all those three dimensions. I don't know, there's a lot more played out of missed opportunities if we run ourselves too thin.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes there will be seasons like that when you're going through, you know, something specific. And just also give yourself grace that this is a season, this is not forever. Keep that in your head of like, it will, we will get through this.
But also give yourself a bit of space in it too, if you can, you know, like, but you're right. You can't, I mean, I'm never really big into beating yourself up, because you can only put the past behind and move forward in a different vein. Learn from your past and move forward in a different vein.
And I love what you said about margin, Helen, because sometimes, and like what you said, Anita, there's so many young moms that don't live by family or don't have that help. And so many times we say, oh, you have to reach out. You have to ask people for help. And they don't know who to ask or how to ask. And having that margin in our life to create for things like that that happen, it's something a lot of young moms don't know until later in life. They look back and say, oh, if I had done it this way, you know. But that having that margin is huge.
And I think that's where us older moms can come alongside too.
That's why you're here.
We need to have that margin. We need to have that margin to be able to see others as well, and
Absolutely.
To see the people around you and what they're going through and the areas where you can step in.
Yeah.
And I was reading something recently about Jesus's entire ministry was about interruptions.
Yeah.
He was interrupted constantly. And so he had that margin. He never turned around and snapped at somebody, you know, or he allowed for those, you know, and we just can't be so tightly tied to our schedule and our things that we don't have room for other people.
That's good.
I heard of this wonderful idea, and I don't know where I heard it. I'm sorry if it, whose idea it was I'm sharing, but she said that she had some friends, like four or five friends, and they wanted to have a girls' night out, and they tried to plan it several times, and it never could work out. And finally, one of the girls just said, I just can't go. I'm just so overwhelmed. Everything is piled up at my house. I just can't do it. And so they agreed to meet at her house instead of going out. They watched a good movie on Netflix. They ordered in pizza or whatever to eat, and they cleaned her house and folded laundry. And they decided it was so, they had so much fun. And they decided it was such a good idea that they were going to rotate.
That's a great
idea. Isn't that an awesome idea?
I'm willing to start tomorrow.
Yes. I think we should do it.
Yes. Because I love that.
There's so much more fun doing stuff together than it is on your own. I mean,
so much
more fun.
And I think it creates that authenticity too in a friendship of like not feeling like you have to have everything all together for friends to come over, but just like come as you are and we're all in this together. I love that.
And we'll walk with you today.
Well, thank you, mentors, for sharing with us today. What a great conversation these mentors brought to us today, Helen. I loved their perspective and the things that they shared. And I loved how right at the beginning, they all kind of were in agreement with nature and how important it is, like when we need to escape the busyness, to like stop and recognize where God is in everything.
And getting outside. I mean, I think I love the idea of being outside. And particularly at night, there's something magical about being outside at night and seeing the stars. The peacefulness of it. And even sitting outside having a fire pit, just enabling your home to not be so frantic.
I love that.
Those moments are lost.
I love that. And making sure that your home is that safe haven of peace, a place to rest from the chaos of the world. You know, we rest in the peace of our Savior. And if we bring that into the atmosphere and the environment of our home, what a great, what a great place for our kids to come home to.
I also thought Debbie's comment about, because I think it's real, has been real in her life, about being careful that you're not using busyness to run from your own personal problems and or run for God, from God. So I think sometimes just occasionally to reassess why am I so busy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is this needed?
So
is
good.
This beneficial to the family?
Right.
Is this something that I'm doing because right. as a mom, because I want to escape?
Right. We're living vicariously through our kids' lives.
Maybe.
You know? Yeah.
But so there's a few questions. If you're too busy as a mom, and busyness is a part of your household, then you've mm-hmm. not only got, you've really got to sit back and yeah. look at why.
Yeah. Prioritize.
And prioritize yeah. and figure out where can I create more yeah. margin in yeah. my life to not miss the moments.
I love that.
Let's
that.
Pray.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, I pray for the listener who's joined us today. Mm-hmm. I just pray that you will allow her to listen to you as to what's a priority in her life and what needs to go. Help her to create the margin that's needed to be present for her children, to create a home that's a safe place where kids want to return to, where it's peaceful and that your presence is, and that she really spends time in investing in her relationship with you so she can be present and she can enjoy the children that you've given her. We commit our homes to you. We pray that you will give us wisdom and guide us on the journey. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe now at accessmore.com or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you never miss an episode on Monday with the Moms and Thursdays with the Mentors. And while you're there, drop a review. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like more information about Mom Life Community or to go deeper on this topic, visit us at mumlifecommunity.org. And be sure to uplift another mother this week.